story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They have to be my views, and, well, this afternoon they're going to be the views of Michael Perutka. So, Michael, thank you very much for being with us. How are you doing back there in Annapolis?
God bless you, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great, and thank you very much for your hospitality, and thanks for inviting me on the program, It's just a great privilege to be with you. I was just talking off the air there that I happen to be in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania today, right now. That's where I am right now, and that's kind of a homecoming for me because, as you may know, or folks may remember, or may not remember, this is where I was. Valley Forge is where the Constitution Party had its nominating convention back in 2004, and I was nominated for president. Here in Valley Forge. And coincidentally, my son, Pat, my son Patrick, is a cadet here at Valley Forge Military Academy. And I came here today to watch him play lacrosse. And not only did they have a great come-from-behind victory, Dr. Stan, but he's a defense player, but he scored his only high school goal here today. So wonderful day, and then it's capped off by being able to be with you and your listeners today.
All right, fine. Well, of course, it's been an exciting a couple of years since you did run for the presidency. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today. Certainly, what are your concerns about America? Do you think that Americans are beginning to understand that freedom is under attack by these people, the globalists, who have a different agenda, have a different worldview, and would establish an authoritarian society, not only over America, but over the whole world, in the name, of course, of protecting us from that wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave over there in Pakistan?
Dr. Stan, I'm smiling as you say that, and of course I am, because the absurdity of this is just so manifest and so transparent if you see it. And many Americans don't see it, and what folks like yourself and myself and others are trying to do is to wake America up to see this. You talk about Osama bin Laden over there in a cave. I just watched here just before I came up to my hotel room here, Dr. Stan, I just watched the beginning of ABC News Tonight with Charles Gibson. He's up there in Seattle reporting from Seattle on the news tonight. And the very first story is that, there's a heightened security alert in Germany because we're now afraid that American tourists and American people who are in Germany and American soldiers who are in Germany are under threat by Al-Qaeda. Just kind of an amazing story without any factual backup. But Charles Gibson actually began saying, "We start tonight with terror. Al-Qaeda is attacking the United States in Germany." Well, that just raises so many questions, Dr. Stan. Why are we in Germany? We have our armed forces in, I think, 150 countries or so. What I really fear is, as you ask me the question of, what's on my mind, what I really fear is, and what I really like to say to the American people is, please don't be distracted by all this fol-de-rol that Charles Gibson and the ABC News Tonight folks are foisting on us. It's we start tonight with terror. We want to keep you in terror. We want to keep you in fear. We want to keep you worrying in such a way.
Hold that thought, Michael.
Sure,
we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutka, who's the former Constitution Party candidate for the President of the United States. Of course, you probably never heard of him because the mass media, which is controlled by the establishment, certainly would never mention his name. Most people don't even know there's a Constitution Party, and they say, well, see, they're of no importance because nobody's heard of them. Well, nobody hears about them because any mention in the debates certainly exclude people who represent the ideas of maintaining our Constitution. And, of course, they tout people like Obama, and they tout people like McCain and others who are supposedly the choice of the people, and yet, of course, had you watched the MSNBC debate last week and looked at the immediate polls by ABC, MSNBC, and I believe NBC, why Ron Paul won those 70, 80, 85%, and yet that was immediately squelched. We can't let the American people know that there's anybody running for president who really believes in the Constitution and would support it. Oh, no, we've got to have Obama or Hillary or something. But now they're... Certainly, Michael is talking about how they're focusing our attention on the threat of Al-Qaeda attacking over there in Germany. They're going to attack Americans there. And what you must understand, the more we interfere with the life of the Arabs and the Muslims throughout the world, and the more we bomb them and the more we kill them and the more we slaughter them in the name of protecting democracy, the angrier the Muslims become. If you wanted to create a class of civilizations, you would do exactly what we're doing. And you should go back and read the book written by Samuel Huntington called The Class of Civilizations, and he tells you how to get into a world war. And that's exactly the template of the plan that we're following in the Middle East today. Samuel Huntington comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. He is one of their main theoreticians. He is the professor of history at Harvard University. And he says, if you really want to get into it, just this terrible situation, go to war with the Muslim world and try to force them to give up their religion and do what you want them to do and accept your way of life. And that's exactly what we're doing in Afghanistan. That's exactly what we're doing in Iraq. And that's exactly what we're going to do when we go to war with Iran, I fear. And I feel that war with Iran is imminent. I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything I read makes me believe that not only are our leaders intent upon doing that, but the Iranian leaders who your CIA installed back in 1979 are intent on the same thing. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and my guest is Michael Perutkip. Michael, you pick up the story from there, and I'll be quiet.
Well, no, Dr. Spear, that was absolutely perfect, your statements with regard to we're preparing for war with Iran, because I told you that ABC News tonight with Charles Gibson up there in Seattle, we start with terror about Al-Qaeda is going to attack the U.S. citizens in Germany, and everybody's on alert, you know, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. The second story, Dr. Stan, was exactly what you're talking about here. It was Dick Cheney saying that we are determined, we will prevent Iraq from going to nuclear weapons. We're going to stand in the way of Iraq kind of dominating the region and blah, blah, blah. So the very second story was a preparation, if you will, of the American people, telling them how to think, telling them, to get ready for the fact that, oh, we're going to have to go to war with Iraq.
With Iran. Right.
And then finally, this isn't much better, but the third story was about a fire in Catalina. You probably can see it there from your Monterey vista.
No, that's quite a ways away, but we certainly see in the pictures on television. It's rather frightening. And, of course, you know, so much of Florida is up going up in flames.
And that was the fourth story. The fourth story was about the problems in Florida. But I guess a story that followed on that was a story about Virginia Tech. And the graduation ceremonies, the sadness of the graduation ceremonies of Virginia Tech. And, of course, this isn't the subject probably of tonight's show, but let me just say very quickly that if you want to kill innocent people, the best place to do it, Dr. Stan, is in a gun-free zone.
That's right. And we've made every school in the United States a gun-free zone. And that is why we have so many shooting in gun-free zones, because the students who go in there, whoever the murderers are, know that nobody there can have a defense. And so if you want to kill defenseless people, you go to the areas. And the best way to prevent this sort of thing is to allow the teachers and even the students to carry weapons. And I know of no instance where somebody who's been licensed to carry a gun has gone around shooting people. Do you?
No. But look, of course not. The easy thing to say, and the phrase that I've heard all the time, which is so true, is that an armed society, Dr. Stan, is a polite society. If anybody who is intent on any kind of mayhem, they won't go to a place where they fear that they will be countered, and so they go to gun-free zones, and we keep creating gun-free zones. Look, Dr. Stan, one of the wonderful things about your program and the blessing about being able to talk to your audience is that we're talking more or less, or more, I guess I should say, to folks who understand the bigger picture. And we need to keep talking about and articulating the big picture. And briefly stated, in my view, is that our country, America, started with an American view of law and government, and there is an American view. And the American view quite simply can be stated that there is an almighty eternal God. Dr. Stan, I didn't make this up, and you didn't make this up, but this is what Jefferson and Livingston and Adams and Franklin said in the Declaration of Independence, and that the rest of our founders agreed to. There is a God. Our rights come from him. The purpose of government is to protect and secure those God-given rights. It's not to redistribute your wealth. And when any form of civil government becomes destructive of those ends, then it should be altered or abolished. That's the American view. That's the foundation of American thinking. What makes us Americans is that we believe and apply that view. I posit to you, Dr. Stan, that what makes you an American is not that you have a green card or that you have a Social Security number or that you have an RFID chip under your wrist. Or anything else. What makes you an American is that you believe that there is a God, our rights come from him, the purpose of government is to protect and secure those God-given rights. And whenever any civil government becomes destructive of those ends, you should alter or abolish it. That's what makes us Americans. And your listeners understand in the big picture that the leaders of America today don't have that American view. And that's because a revolution has occurred, and we need to understand that a revolution has occurred. The people in the major media, Charles Gibson covering up tonight here with ABC News about what's happening in Germany with Al Qaeda, that's all made up, and Cheney and whether we should go to war with Iran and et cetera. All that is a distraction from what has really occurred, and what they really don't want you to focus on, which is that America is now being run by folks who don't believe that American view, that is to say that they're not Americans. We are under the despotism of a group of people who believe that we should have one world government, that there should be a new world order. You've heard these phrases. Your listeners have heard these phrases. That's the operative program in American government today. And if you see it that way, if you see that what they're doing, then you understand why they're aborting American children. Then you understand why the borders are open and we're letting in people. Then you understand why we have all these foreign wars for empire and we're not protecting our own borders. A lot of these things come into focus when you see that bigger picture. And so it's just, Dr. Stan, it's a privilege to learn from you and to talk to your audience, because you've helped those folks to see those and to articulate those facts.
And I think what we really have to do is understand that what is going on in the Middle East and in the Near East is simply a massive diversion, a tragic diversion where brave men are fighting and dying in wars they're not being allowed to win. And as we pointed out so many times, in Afghanistan, our men are fighting the Taliban, who are being funded by the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, who are being funded by the Pakistani government, who are being funded with your tax money. What's wrong with that picture? What is the same
thing? What's that picture? That's designed to use up Bell helicopters and to use up munitions and to make some people very, very wealthy and to enslave others.
But, of course, it also is a great diversion. In other words, while our attention is focused on the Middle East and the battle for freedom in the Middle East, we are losing our freedom at home. That was exactly what happened in Vietnam. This is Vietnam all over again. And we simply point to what happened in Vietnam, and we say, look, America, the mightiest country in the world, was at war with a little country the size of the state of Mississippi. We fought the war for 10 years. We lost the war. How could that have happened unintentionally? And it didn't happen unintentionally. We could have won the war at any time. We never were allowed to, but it was a great diversion because there was a socialist revolution taking place in America at that time as they were bringing in their Medicare programs and their Medicaid programs and their welfare programs and their Social Security programs and their war on drugs and their war on poverty. And had we not had the diversion of Vietnam, why, most Americans would have opposed these programs, which today are bankrupting our society, will eventually destroy it. But, of course, and they will admit, if you doubt that, January 1967, Foreign Affairs magazine, lead article, McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations, says, the revolution is here. We've got a great revolution going on. And, of course, this is why we've got to keep fighting over there in Vietnam. Anybody who wants to read it, we'll be glad to provide it for them. Understand, it's a diversion. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was saying you are doing the American people and your listening audience a great favor by making that kind of evidence available so that they can see for themselves that this is the plot and this is what is unfolding.
Well, what are we going to do, Michael, is you're there, certainly in a leadership position there on the East Coast. What response are you getting from the people, and how are we going to get them to understand how valuable freedom is?
Well, I understand, thank you. I'm not sure how much of a leadership position I have, but I have, God has blessed our efforts with some very significant success. And let me just give people some hope by saying that what we are committed to is to try to get people to re-understand, to reconnect, to reacquaint themselves with an American way of thinking. If you just watch Charles Gibson every night, as a matter of fact, I suggest to your listeners, don't do what I did. I was in a hotel room tonight watching Charles Gibson. Don't do that. Turn off that TV. Turn off your Channel 13 or Channel 7 or whatever your local channel is. Your local news is designed to make you feel helpless. Your national news is designed also to make you feel that the problems are so big you'll never be able to do anything about them. In the words of the old John Denver song, turn off your TV, blow up your papers, and get away from all of it. Blow up your TV, I think, was what the word was. But what we need to do is get back to an American way of thinking. We have two major projects that are underway to try to help people do that. One is the Institute on the Constitution. And you can find out about that by going to iotconline.com. IOTC stands for Institute of the Constitution, iotconline.com. The purpose of that site and the purpose of our efforts is to try to reacquaint and reconnect Americans to the principles of America's founding.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, our guest is Michael Perutka, so from the Institute of the Constitution, a lawyer, a Constitution Party candidate for the president. That was the 2004. So you pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. What I'm saying is that what we want to do is try to reconnect American people to the principles, the ideas of our founding. And that doesn't mean, Dr. Stan, that we want to turn back the clock. We don't want to go back to the 18th century. We're not trying to do some just to move people back in time. What we want to do is to recapture that way of thinking. And the reason we need to recapture it is because that's precisely the important thing that we've lost here in America today. We've become, we've accepted a way of thinking about law and liberty and government that's not American. It's socialist, it's Marxist, it's secular humanistic, you can call it, it's pagan. But there is an appropriate American way of thinking about these things. We are blessed to have documents, and a history, and a heritage that shows us that, but we need to know about it because it's not taught in our government schools. It's not taught in many private schools. It's certainly not emphasized or taught in the major media. So, and that's because of what we talked about earlier. There, the major media, all of those institutions and the major media are controlled by those who are not Americans in their thinking. They want to have a one-world government, a new world order, et cetera. So if we want America to survive, we have to learn again how to think like an like Americans. Dr. Stan, it's not unlike learning to walk again. We need to learn to think again in the ways of that Americans should and could think. And Institute on the Constitution, IOTCOnline.com, IOTCOnline.com is a place where we provide materials, a whole course, not only one course, there's a number of courses of instruction to help you to understand that. And there are courses of instruction that you can conduct yourself. You can conduct them for yourself, or you can conduct them for others, for your family, for your church, for your community group, for your friends, for your brother-in-law. you can become a part of this reconnection to American principles, and we need to do that. So we see that as the long-term solution, Dr. Stan, to the problems that we face. Look, I can't stop the Department of Homeland Security right now. I can't do that. I can't stop them from their illegal, unconstitutional actions and enforcing the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional in many, many ways. I can't stop them from sending troops to Iraq. I can't, which is an undeclared, unconstitutional war. I, Michael Perutka, can't stop those things. But what can Michael Perutka do? What can I do? What am I empowered to do? What I can do is teach my children, is teach my wife, is teach my brother-in-law. I can utilize these materials. I can help to spread this American understanding. I can help to reinvigorate this American idea in America. And that's a very hopeful thing. And Dr. Stan, thousands of people are doing that. Thousands of people are doing that. So I encourage your listeners to do that. The other thing that I'm doing is that I'm
going to have to hold up. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael Perutka is really stressing the importance of learning about the Constitution and what they're doing at the Institute of the Constitution. That's what's the website again?
It's IOTCOnline.com.
IOTCOnline.com. And there you can find these various courses on the Constitution where you can certainly get the videos and you get the booklets and you can begin to show these videos to your friends and members of your church. What Michael and the people working at the Institute are trying to do is rekindle an understanding of what America was all about when men were free, before we had adopted these socialist programs, which of course are bankrupting our country today. So basically, it's an educational program to make people understand the foundations of our freedom. Now, what's the second thing that you're doing, Michael?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I apologize. I get so worried. I get so wordy, and I get so carried away here. But
you're doing just fine.
Once we learn the principles, once we start to understand them, then we start looking for applications. We start to say, well, using the American view as a grid, if you will, we start pulling through that grid the events of the day, the stories of the day, the positions of our leaders today. We start pulling them through the grid, and we see if they stand muster, don't we? We see whether they are consistent with, harmonious with this American view. And that is the object of our effort called TheAmericanView.com. My friend John Lofton and I know John was on with you last month, I understand, and to substitute for me, which I appreciate. John is my co-host on the website and on that program, where we take the statements of our politicians and our leaders of today. We take their views, we take their actions, we take the things that they voted for and endorsed, and we try to pull them through this American view. And we say, well, wait a minute, is that American? Does that fit this grid, this outline of the American view? Or does it come from someplace else? Is it Marxist? Is it secular humanist? Is it communist? Is it globalist? Is it something different than American? And I guess you can probably guess, Dr. Stanley, your listeners can guess, a great deal of the things that we have to pull through that grid that are happening today are just so divorced and foreign from the American view and American interest that we're never left with nothing to talk about. We have plenty of material to deal with because our leaders, our president, our Congress are so far off the mark of what America stands for and the American view is that we're constantly having we have constant material to deal with.
And I think, of course, people have to understand that the American position really is, of course, outlined in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. You have to understand them, and then you ask yourself, well, should we be at war in the Middle East? If we were at war in the Middle East, should we have declared a war over there? Should we have a monetary system where there's no backing for our currency? Is it the responsibility of the federal government to provide for the health, education, and welfare of our nation? And, of course, none of these things are constitutional. And the American way is really based upon the Constitution, isn't it, Michael?
Well, yeah, it is, and it's also based upon common law in the Bible. The American view grew out of English common law, which came from a biblical pretext. And so we are, you know, in America, we have a form of government that's not just the way our government was structured was and the institutions that were structured were not just some alternative. They were biblical. In other words, they were the right view, the biblical view of law, and not just some alternative view, but the right view. And we've drifted, and not just drifted, we've stampeded away from that. You know, Chief Justice Roy Moore, or former Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court, and by the way, we're getting ready to host him in Maryland on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. He's coming to do a conference in Maryland, and I hope I can give a little commercial about that.
You certainly can as soon as we get back here.
Sure.
We'll go right ahead.
He recently wrote an article about what's happening down there in Jamestown. You know, Jamestown, they're getting ready to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the settlement of Jamestown.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Michael Perutka, and Michael was just saying that Judge Roy Moore is going to be there, and it's going to be talking about the 400th anniversary of the founding of Jamestown. So pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, thank you. Well, the Chief just recently wrote an article called "When Is a Celebration Not a Celebration?" So he said, "Celebrate our history, don't slander it." And the reason he wrote this article, and it was just in WorldNet Daily, it was just published 2 days ago, Wednesday, May 9th. It's the 400th anniversary of the settlement of Jamestown. Of course, that was in 1607. But the politically correct bureaucrats have actually determined, the people in charge of that celebration that Congress has dedicated funds to, they won't call it a celebration. Because they say you can't celebrate an invasion. Whole tribes of Indians were annihilated. And they actually compare the Jamestown settlers to Nazis and the KKK, saying they were guilty of lynchings and a mass Holocaust. Now, see, you need to understand, folks, when you hear this kind of attack on America's history, that what you're witnessing is an attack on Christianity and the Christian experience in America. The Chief says here in this article, it would appear that political correctness and an intent to denigrate our cherished history has cast off all restraints to destroy the legacy of a people once known as pioneers out to colonize a new world. You know, the Jamestown settlers, and I don't want to read too much from this, but I just want to give you the flavor of it. Their mission was an evangelization mission. They actually said in their the charter that was granted to the Virginia Company to establish a colony in the Chesapeake Bay region, and you know that's where I live, was done especially for, quote, the furtherance of so noble a work, which may by the providence of Almighty God hereafter tend to the glory of His divine majesty in propagating of Christian religion to such people as yet live in darkness and miserable ignorance of the true knowledge and worship of God. Now, this is them setting forth their reason, their mission, what they were coming to do, why they were here. And, of course, the story of Pocahontas, which has been distorted all out of kilter by Disney, was that she was the daughter of a powerful Powhatan Indian chieftain, and she was the first recorded Christian convert on American soil. And she played a vital role in the relations between Indians and the settlers. And after her conversion to Christianity,
hold up,
she married
Michael.
John Rolfe.
Hold up.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Michael Perutka. Before we get back to what Michael was talking about, and that is, of course, is the current effort, the anti-Christian effort to denigrate the 400th anniversary of the foundation of Jamestown. Michael, I'd like you to put in a little plug for your ministry and for this program you're going to be put on with Judge Roy Moore. Would you like to do that? And then we'll get to
Of course, yeah. I was quoting from the Judge Roy Moore's article here about Jamestown, but we are having him come and visit us here in Maryland, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and we're pulling together a conference of pastors and church workers and others, but principally we're trying to reach pastors and elders and church ministers, because the Chief wants to give them a seminar, if you will, or he wants to talk to them about the proper understanding of the separation of church and state. So we're going to spend a couple of days here in Maryland, nearby Annapolis. And if anybody is interested in that, please go to our website, iotconline.com, and learn about how you can attend. It's not very expensive. We're trying to keep the costs as reasonable as possible so that you can come and hear Chief Justice Roy Moore. We're also going to have Dr. Herb Titus here as a speaker. Dr. Titus was, of course, the attorney who represented Chief Justice Roy Moore in federal district court. He also represented Michael New, the soldier who said he wasn't going to wear the UN uniform. So Dr. Titus is a great advocate, a great speaker. Dr. John Eidsma, who was involved in in developing the Institute on the Constitution course. We'll be there. I'll be there myself, Pastor David Whitney, who is our senior instructor and who's developed some courses for us at Institute on the Constitution, principally a course on how you should be a juror, the duty of a juror. So we're going to have this conference on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd here in Annapolis, actually in Severn, Maryland. And if you want information about that, please go to iotconline.com, and you'll be able to link to a registration form where you can plan to attend. And we'd love to have you, and this will be really a historic event. And Dr. Stan, I want to say also that as a special, special part of that celebration on July 3rd, we are going to dedicate a monument that's a replica of the monument that he put in the Judicial Building in Montgomery, Alabama, that gave him the moniker of the Ten Commandments Judge, and that caused so much of an uproar. And we're going to dedicate a replica of that monument in Annapolis. So it's going to be a great event, and people from all over the country are going to come.
All right, fine. Now, do you have a telephone number in case people do not have an access to the Internet?
Sure. They can call 410-768-2280.
One more time. Always twice.
Sure. 410-768-2280.
All right, fine. If you didn't get that, you can always give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, Michael, before we went to the break, came back on again, you were talking about, the founding of Jamestown and the effort to distort the history of that, and, of course, how Disney and everything is done to distort the history of the Jamestown settlement because there are people who hate God, and they hate Christianity, and they've gotten God out of our schools, and they've got prayer out of our schools, and Christianity is under attack at every turn in America today. So basically, the history of our country, whether it be the history of what happened at Plymouth or the history of what happened at Jamestown, is being intentionally distorted because it reflected the Christian worldview of the people who had come to a new continent to evangelize the people who were here and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you pick up the story there.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think essentially it comes down to this, and I try to make things as simple as possible because I have a simple mind. Look, there are basically two kind of people in the world. There are people who recognize that there is an almighty, eternal God, and he makes the rules, and that I'm not God, that I'm not him. He makes the rules, and therefore I need to submit myself to him. Then there's another kind of person that says, no, I don't want to submit to any rules. I want to make all my rules. I want to exist free of any rules. And another way of saying that same position is to say that I am God. I don't want to submit to any higher moral authority. I am the higher moral authority. So America was founded by people of that first group, people who recognized that there was a higher moral authority and that they came here to establish civil governments that would glorify and honor him, that is to say, our almighty eternal Lord and Savior, and they were part of that first group of people. What has happened over time is that America now is populated by that second group of people. They want to say that, and they want to eliminate any history and any recognition and any acknowledgement that there is any higher moral authority. So that's the struggle that's going on. It's what you talked about in your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's the spiritual warfare that is being played out in the economy. It's being played out in politics. It's being played out in the culture. But it's really that spiritual war, and that's what is really in play here. America was founded unquestionably by people who believe that, who are from that first category that I mentioned, the people who recognize that they weren't God, but there was a God, and that they wanted to follow and serve him.
Yeah, and I think, of course, that basically you can say that you would either, accept the idea that I'm going to be free and I'm going to do whatever I want to, and if you do that, that's what they're teaching in our schools today, because there are no moral absolutes, so you end up with moral anarchy, or you say that freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want to do, it's what you should do according to God's law. And that's why they had to take mention of God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they wanted to create moral anarchy, and you see the end result of it. It has never worked down through the ages. It's not working today, but that, you know, a better way to destroy a great nation than, of course, to remove the moral foundation that once made America the greatest nation in the world. Go ahead, Michael.
Of course, Dr. Stinn, and you're far more articulate than I in expressing that, but of course, you see those results. You see those results at Virginia Tech. You see those results in the incidence of teen pregnancy. You see those results in the incidence of teen murder and suicide. You see the results of taking God out of the culture, you see what happens. I guess you would think, that, well, we'd learn our lesson from that, and we would go, oh, well, what we did back in taking Bible and prayer out of schools, well, that was stupid. That was wrong. We see the effects. We have to undo that. But that's not what we do, is it?
No, because, of course, the people with the great power, the people who control the media, the people who control the leadership of both political parties, both Republicans and Democrats, you know, don't want to. Now, of course, the average individual knows something's wrong. The vast majority of people would like to have a simple non-denominational prayer in school and moral teaching. But we're not allowed to do that because those who control the reins of power and, of course, always make sure that we never get quite enough people on the Supreme Court to accomplish anything, but we'll get it next time. All we've got to do, of course, is elect a Republican, and then we're going to get the court changed. And how many times have I heard that over the last 50 years?
Well, you know, I don't know if you know Larkin Rose, but... I read an article today by Larkin Rose, and by the way, he has a book out called How to Be a Successful Tyrant, and it's I read the first chapter of it today. It's pretty good stuff. But he said in an article that I received today, if you believe that Republican politicians care about individual freedom, you're off your rocker. If you believe Democratic politicians care about individual freedom, you're off your rocker. You know, his point being that what they care about is the perpetuation of their own power, and you know, we are fed this pablum, this illusion of a controversy between Democrats and Republicans. And as you know, Dr. Stan, back when I ran for president, what I was trying to point out in every speech and every commercial and every chance I had was that there really is no principal difference between Democrats and Republicans. They all agree on the same things from a standpoint of principle. That's not to say that they don't argue back and forth and give us a little show, a little dog and pony show, and make like there's a controversy between them. But if you really think that there's a controversy between anything important in controversy between Democrats and Republicans, then in the words of Larkin Rose, and I mean this gently, you're off your rocker. That's not true. They're both for abortion. They're both for the New World Order. They're both for international trade agreements and international trade treaties. They're both committed to the same thing. None of them will protect the Constitution. None of them will. Either of those two parties will go back to limited constitutional government or stay within budget constraints. They won't do that.
No, I'm afraid not. And of course, both political parties are leading us towards a financial Armageddon. And that, of course, is what most people don't understand. The stability of a nation is dependent upon the stability of a currency. The American dollar is falling. We are having to borrow $3.5 billion a day just to pay our debts, about $2 billion of that from other countries. I mean, certainly we're the greatest debtor nation the world has ever seen. And who's holding so many of our currency? Why, it's our good friends in communist China, one of the most brutal tyrannies in the world. That we're spending countless billions of dollars every year to build up and perpetuate. And then our good friends in Japan, who We still remember when we dropped the atom bombs after they'd been trying to surrender for 6 months. And if you really think they're our friends, why, of course, you're incredibly mistaken.
You're off your rocker.
So much of what's going on today is simply illusion and delusion, symbolism over substance, smoke and mirrors. We are in the greatest peril we've ever been as a nation, and I fear if there's not a return to God and certainly a revival in a nation, then the wonderful utopian society we've lived will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Stan, let me tell you one of the things that we're doing to try to... just to try to inject hope into this situation, to try to... Look, Franklin Sanders is a good friend of mine. He was recently one of our first Friday speakers. And by the way, we produce our first Friday presentations. Every first Friday of the month, we have a guest speaker come into the Institute on the Constitution, and they give a presentation on the issues of the day in light of the American View. And we produce them, and people can go to our website, either theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, or an Institute on the Constitution, that's IOTCOnline.com, and they can request those, and we'll send them to you. You can also request to get our quarterly magazine, which is called Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum is published quarterly, and we deal with these issues. But Franklin Sanders, when he recently came and spoke to us, made the point that, look, stop looking at your national news and your local news, and stop trying, because what it does is tends to depress you and make you feel helpless. What you need to do is grab a hold of the things that you can do. And ladies and gentlemen, you can conduct an Institute on the Constitution course. You can go through the materials yourself. You can do that. And you can influence others that are in your circle of influence, and you know who they are. You can help to get those folks to what I'm going to call right thinking. And right action can't happen until right thinking occurs. So let's get to be thinking right. Let's get to be thinking like Americans, and then let's go from there. But we need to re-educate ourselves, reconnect ourselves to the principles of American law and liberty and government. And so again, I ask people to do that. Now, one of the things we're doing at Institute on the Constitution, and I say this to you just as a means of hope. We are putting together in my state of Maryland. We're putting together what a constitutional budget in Maryland would look like. We're going back historically through the budgets of Maryland. We put together a team of folks who care about this project and are interested in this. David Kyle in our office is spearheading this. Cal Zastro from Michigan is actually coming down and helping us with this. There are a number of people in Maryland that are being helpful in this. And what we want to do is to take to our state legislators a constitutional Maryland budget. Your state of California and wherever your listeners are might be a little bit different, but in Maryland, we had our first $1 billion budget, I think, in 1960, and now it's like $35 billion our state budget. We are just swimming in unconstitutional programs. We're saturated with unconstitutional spending on unconstitutional programs and things that are just so far out of line. But instead of just complaining about it, what we're trying to do is to put together a constitutional budget. And now, do I think that the Maryland legislature is going to take that and then accept it and vote on it the very first day they ever see it or hear it? No, they're going to mock it and they're going to make fun of it. And they're going to say that would never work. And we're going to say, well, you know, it did work. It did work at one. And by the way, it's what, if you don't do this, you're a criminal. You're breaking the law because this is what's lawful. So we're trying to take practical, palpable, even though they might seem unrealistic at the present, we're trying to take practical, palpable steps that will light a candle rather than curse the darkness. And that's what I suggest to people. Let's try to put together what a constitutional budget in your state might look like. That's just one of the projects that we're working on, in addition to other things. But Dr. Stan, I am very, very hopeful. When I see how bad things are, that doesn't depress me. It actually makes me feel like we've got to turn this around, and it will be turned around, I just want, you know, righteous and right-thinking people on the front edge of doing it.
Well, I think that things are going to have to get a lot worse to get people's attention, to make them realize that this is, cannot go on. They're going to have to either stand up now and say no, or they're going to be on their knees saying yes, and of course, the people who are holding a gun to their head and their family's head will not be kind. We, of course, are using professional mercenaries. We have 125 contract personnel over in Iraq, and many of them are professional killers. What are they doing over there? You remember when we had Katrina, when we had, of course, New Orleans, and there weren't any National Guard to come in. So they brought in the professional, you know, the people from Blackwater, professional mercenaries to patrol the streets. Could it happen here? It sure could. Sure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be involved. Our guest has been Michael Perutka from the Institute on the Constitution. Well, Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I thank you, Dr. Stan. You know, in the movie V for Vendetta, the main character says this. He says, "The truth is there's something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to a politician. He promised you order. He promised you peace. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. Dr. Stan, we need to stop thinking we need to stop thinking like subjects and start thinking like citizens. We need to reconnect with our history and heritage, and that's why I ask people to consider IOTCOnline.com and TheAmericanView.com, because we need to take America back, but we can't take America back unless we think like Americans. It's a privilege to be with you, Dr. Stan, and thank you for your hospitality.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. And of course, I agree totally with Michael. He says we have to be involved, because if we're not involved, why, we're going to lose. But the thing is, we don't have to lose. If there are enough people who care, who are willing to commit themselves in this truly epic struggle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Western Christian civilization. And there is an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to destroy this nation. Our enemies are not wearing turbans and sitting cross-legged in a cave over in Pakistan. They're in Washington, D.C., and they're on the Houses of Congress and the Senate, and they have a different worldview. Their loyalty is to a one-world government, the North American Union, ever-increasing taxes. And, of course, to continuing the great diversion in the Middle East as we lose our freedom here at home. Michael, thank you for everything you're doing to help us educate the American people, and we'll really look forward to having you with us once again next month when we're back here at Radio Liberty.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much, and all the work we appreciate all the work that you do.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our afternoon with Michael Perutka, and he'll be on with us every month. He's a great patriot. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our afternoon with Michael Perutka. He does a great job. And the Institute of the Constitution is one of the most important organizations in America today, because it's trying to rekindle that flickering flame of freedom that once burned so brightly in the hearts of the American people. IOTCOnline.com, IOTCOnline.com, let me recommend it to you. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And of course, that you'll listen to our programs, which are available there. They're available live. They're available archived. They're available on MP3. And then we've taken many of our better programs and put them into 4-tape sets on everything from the true story of O.J. Simpson to, of course, certainly how to go ahead and understand proper nutrition. So we go from A to Z there, and of course we have many tape sets on the move towards world government. We have tape sets on health and health issues, on finance and financial issues, on history and historical issues. We have interviews with national leaders, with generals, and we hope that many of you will go to RadioLiberty.com, get our material, get our videos, and certainly you have our permission to copy the videos. We have a new segment on our internet site, and that is online videos. And our friend Rob Fredericks has got a great website, and so many of our videos are available there. And we hope, of course, you want to get them after that. We've got, of course, a great new video with Chris Pinto. We talks about the Atlantis connection. What's Atlantis? It's lost Atlantis. And of course, there are many of the people from the occult believe that America was to be the new Atlantis that was to lead the world to the new world order. And then, of course, we have another new video and DVD with Constance Covey called The Emergence, as she talks about her 25-year odyssey as she, first of all, discovered the new world, pardon me, the new AIDS movement, and then came to recognize its leaders and tried to expose it in America. We have a four-tape set with Constance Cumby. We have her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. But her talk, her DVD and or video, excellent, unforgettable. And then, of course, you need to see my talk, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and it's available in DVD or in video, and you certainly would want to get the book because it gives you the documentation. You would want to see my new talk, Forbidden Secret. Sweeping America Today is something called The Secret by Rhonda Burns, where this woman from Australia tells you how you can manipulate the universe with your mind and you can get wealth and prosperity and power and fame simply by playing mental gymnastics. And the trouble is, what she is suggesting works for many, many people, but at a terrible cost. You'll want to get our four tapes out, The Secret Behind the Secret. That's The Secret Behind the Secret. We certainly recommend this to you. Certainly, Michael was talking about the film V for Vendetta, why we have an excellent DVD put out by our good friend Joe Schimmel, who put out They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You'll want to go ahead and get his DVD. It's called The Da Vinci Con, which tells you the truth about V for Vendetta, about the Truman Show, about so many of the motion pictures you thought you understood, but you did not understand the true spiritual implications of what's really behind what's going on today. So please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and of course, or subscribe to our newsletter. If you'd like a free newsletter, we'll be glad to send you one. You want to understand why we're going to attack Iran? Get our February 2007 newsletter. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.